You're listening to LVB Podcast Show with your friend, advocate, and host, Alvaro.
Hi, and welcome to LVB Show. My name is Alvaro, and I'm very happy to be with you tonight. Tonight, I'm very happy to interview a high school student. He lives in LA in the United States. He has developed a very interesting and powerful free application for the iPhone, iPad, iPod Touch called Voice. His name is Shaleen. And well, I'm very happy to have you on, Shaleen.
Thank you. I'm really happy to be here and really excited to demonstrate my app.
Well, my first question is, why did you develop Voice?
So the short answer is that I really want to use what I know about technology to help people with visual deficiency. But the long answer is I was really inspired last year in ninth grade in my world history class when the teacher showed us a documentary about North Korea. And there was this man named Sanduk Ruit who traveled there, and he enabled thousands of cataracts patients to regain their sight in North Korea that couldn't afford to pay for medical surgery. So that really inspired me to make this app.
What a great, great contribution you are giving everyone.
Thank you.
Yes, you certainly are, Shaleen. Later on, we're going to demonstrate the app for our listeners, and you're going to find it. I mean, everybody's going to go to the App Store and get it. Now, this app is currently available for iPhone alone or Android too? What is that?
It's currently just available for iPhones, and you can also get it for iPads and iPod Touches. But yeah, only Apple currently.
Are you thinking of going for Android too?
Yeah, I'm thinking of releasing an Android version in the near future. Yeah.
Okay, so before we go into the demonstration will be like at the end of the show, but mm-hmm. I'd like if you can tell us briefly what does the app do?
Yeah, so the app basically, it finds any words on a picture. Like you take a picture on your iPhone and it detects all the words on that picture and then reads them out loud to you. So if you're at a restaurant and you want to read the menu, you just take a picture of the menu and Voice will read the menu out loud. Or like if you're at a museum and you can't see the placard, then you just take a picture of it with Voice and it'll read the placard to you.
Shaleen, that sounds very exciting. I would like to know, do you have like a standard distance between the iPhone and the document in order to work properly?
Yeah, so about 8 to 11 inches is the ideal spot. But depending on the document size, the font, and the size of the characters on the document. So if the characters are really tiny, if it's in a really small font, then you might want to move your iPhone closer to the image and to the text. But other than that, yeah, 8 to 11 inches.
What iOS version do you need to make it work?
Currently iOS 8. And yeah, 8. Any version of 8.
Okay, the latest one for our listeners, which is great. Mm-hmm. Now a difficult question for Shaleen. Can you really make this app free?
Yeah, nothing. It's free forever. I'm never going to charge for it. And yeah, it's free forever. So do whatever you want with it.
How can you ensure that, Shaleen? And before you answer, I'm going to tell our listeners and you, there are many apps that claim to do what your app does. Now, your app works very well, and we'll try it again by the end of the show, but I remember buying an app. I don't want to have a bad comment about developers, so I'm not going to say the name of the app, but yeah, I don't think is my place to do so, but certainly the app didn't work as it expected to work, and it was like yours. It said, take a picture of a document, and it's going to read out loud the result, and it never did. Some started well, and then they said, this technology is too powerful, and it requires a lot of work and money, so it was free for 6 months or a year, then it was a paid app. How can you tell our listeners that it's possible to remain free? What kind of technology does it use?
Well, the technology it uses is, I made it myself. It uses computer vision algorithms to detect the documents and the words on the document. But I can't really say anything that'll make everyone believe me, but I guess I can try a couple of things. First of all, I'm a high school student, and I don't really want to make a profit off of this. It's much better. It will make me feel much better if people can actually benefit from this instead of me making a couple dollars. So that's why I want to keep it free. Also, I looked up, and there's a 63% unemployment rate among blind people. And instead of, like, if I'm going to make this app, if I'm going to put all my time and energy and effort into making this app, then what's the point of making it if 63% of the people have a difficulty in actually buying the app? So if I'm going to make it, I'm making it to help out people, not to exploit all the people that can't even afford it. So I'm fully going to keep it free forever. Yeah.
Wow. I mean, that's, I'm speechless now because we need more people like you, Shalini, in this planet. So thank you so much.
Thank you.
In a good human being. That's all I'm going to say. You know, you are doing the right thing for the right reasons. And that is going to bring a lot of successes in your life. That's for sure.
Thank you.
My pleasure. How long it took for you to develop this?
Around 6 months.
Not so long. See the complexity. Now, before we go into the demonstration, I want to ask you about things, just to have your opinion, if this could be possible in the future. For instance, many people in the blind community ask me, will ever be an application that can recognize handwriting text and put it into digital? Before you answer, I'm going to give you an example. There is an application called Calculator, I think it's called. Mm-hmm. Calculator is an application that allows you to handwrite numbers, mathematical operations, really, in the screen with your fingers, and it turns that into digital numbers, and it gives you the result in real time. It's super powerful. It's not super accessible with voiceover, but kind of. Do you see that technology possible in the near future?
Yeah, so first of all, yeah, I've used that app. It's great for math. Yeah, so what I think is, that's a little bit harder to do, especially for developers like me who have basically no experience with human recognition. But like, if you think about it, it's hard for even humans to recognize other humans' handwriting. So since we're smarter than computers, obviously, if it's hard for us, it's definitely way harder for computers to do the same thing. So I'm thinking it will be available in the near future, but it's still really hard to identify human handwriting versus digital handwriting that the computer already knows. So I think if people were to create a library of just different types of handwriting that people have, then it would be a lot easier to match a handwritten letter A with some letter A that's in some library that someone else programmed it to recognize. So yeah, I think it is possible, but currently it's really, really hard. So
now another one of that style, you could say, when you go to the supermarket and you are visually impaired, you don't find the price on anything that you're going to buy. I have asked for years, Shaleen, when is there going to be an app that will maybe take the picture of the product and give you the price as part of that, or will do a scan of the product searching for the price? And people tell me that's going to take years, if ever possible, which I disagree with, Shaleen, in the sense that there is a device that on YouTube you can find that it tells you the price and the name of the product. But it's a device, it's not an application for a smartphone. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That product, I think, is super expensive. But what I'm trying to say is, isn't possible? Why nobody has looked into that? Because, Shaleen, the population get it much older now. Is bigger and bigger and bigger everywhere. We're talking about millions of people.
Yeah, yeah.
Can go to the supermarket and are not able to recognize the price of any product. Is that either a database of products and prices at the supermarket that are continuously changing and they are live on the application? It would be wonderful for us to go to a specific brand of supermarkets and be able to use it that way. Are you optimistic about this technology, or is it super, like people tell me, almost impossible to make it happen?
Actually, this something really similar has come out. Amazon launched its phone. The phone wasn't very popular, but their biggest feature that they championed was a feature where you could take a picture of basically any object, and it will search it real time on their Amazon database and give you the price of it. So right now only Amazon has been able to do this, but I'm feeling pretty optimistic about this because, for example, there was an app, I forget the name, but you take a picture, I think, oh yeah, TapTapC. You take a picture and it tells you what the object is. So yeah. if it can tell you what the object is, then it might not be as hard to run it through like an Amazon database and give you a relative price. Although I think it would be really hard to get the specific price without the barcode, because different stores have different prices for the same products. But it could give you like a general idea of what the price might be. Okay. So
now you have a follow up. Mm-hmm. If you have an application that can do a scan of that barcode that you're mentioning. Mm-hmm. Inside the barcode is the price it would make it, right?
Yeah.
But today is not that way. Barcodes doesn't tell price.
They don't? I thought they do. I don't think they do,
because if they did, we wouldn't have this problem. I have talked to many people who tell me, I have scanners for barcodes, but I never get the price, so I don't.
Oh, really? Yeah, I haven't had a chance to try out a barcode scanner app, but maybe, yeah. If they don't carry prices, then we might have to have real humans. Like, you can take a picture and some human is sitting behind a computer who's trying to help out people who are shopping, and the human can see, oh, underneath the barcode, the price is written, and then just tell the person that, oh, yeah, the price is $9.99 or something. Yeah. But other than that, if the price is written, like sometimes on like boxes and other packages, the price is written underneath the barcode. And if it's in English and if it's written like normal numbers, then voice can read it if you just take a picture of the barcode, I guess.
That's what I was thinking now. That it. So guys, go to supermarket with voice.
That's enough. Yeah, just take a picture of the barcode and underneath there will be a price, and they'll just read it to you.
Great point, Shaleen. How do you define your application in comparison to applications, and this is a question that I don't have written down here, but thankfully it's in my mind now, because I think it's interesting, your opinion. How do you compare to Text Detective, Text Grabber? What do you think?
I know that all of those apps, the reason that they're all, well, I don't know if all of them are paid, but a lot of them are paid. And I think the reason is because they use ABBYY to do their OCR. And that's ABBYY is like this thing where it's an OCR engine that developers can use to make it easier, instead of just writing all of that code on their own. But yeah, so all of them use that one program. And I think initially when my app was first launched, all of those were better than mine, because I made the app myself, and they had like years and years to make it. But currently I'm trying to make it just as good as theirs, if not better. So I think my app is pretty comparable. Plus it's free, so
Yeah, absolutely. I'm with you all the way.
But as far as OCR results go, I think it's pretty comparable. But my app has also a lot of other features. I'm not sure if all those apps do have it or not, but like book mode, where you can take a picture of multiple pages and read it one after another, or like telling you whether or not the four corners were detected, or like if your brightness is really high or really low, then it equalizes the brightness to get the best OCR results, and other features like that. So
yeah, no, yours is very, very competitive indeed, that's for sure.
Thank you.
So Shaleen, it's time to show us what it can do for our listeners. A little demonstration of voice.
Okay, yeah, sure. Okay, so I'll be taking a picture of Little Red Riding Hood. It's a story I printed out, and so...
Sure. So Shaleen doesn't use voiceover, so yeah, listen.
Okay, so I just took the picture, and now it's processing the image.
Okay. Once upon a time, there lived in a certain village a little country girl, the prettiest creature who was ever seen. Her mother was excessively fond of her, and her grandmother doted on her still more. This good woman had a little red riding hood made for her. It suited the girl so extremely well that everybody called her Little Red Riding Hood. One day her mother, having made some cakes, said to her, "Go, my dear, and see how your grandmother is doing, for I hear she has been very ill. Take her a cake, and this little pot of butter." Little Red Riding Hood set out immediately to go to her grandmother, who lived in another village, as she was going.
So, I paused it, but yeah, that's like the beginning half of the story.
Wow. Shaleen, I have had many, many developers on the show. I mean, TapTapC people, Looktel people, GPS people, you name it.
Mm-hmm.
This is one of the most powerful demonstrations I have heard of something working so well, you know?
Thank you.
No, I mean, I have used the other apps we mentioned before that are paid.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm telling you, the mistakes are tremendous. And, well, I mean, to be honest for our listeners.
Thank you. Yeah, it means a lot.
Mistakes, and this is a high school student, listeners. This is unbelievable. Now,
thank you.
To ask you, Shaleen, how can people help you in any way? Because you're doing a tremendous job for the community, and it's important that people can help you in any way. Maybe, I don't know, you need to write a code to make the app shareable on Facebook, the resulting text or being editable, and you want someone to help you with time, helping you develop. another part of the app, or maybe to make it in Spanish, whatever it may be. How can people contribute to this wonderful work that you are doing to raise awareness about it? Because it seems not so many. Do you think many people do things for free for anyone in the community? People like you, people like Be My Eyes, those are people that are doing things for the community. And that is important to raise awareness and find other people to partner with who are doing great things.
Thank you.
I'm going to be talking about you a lot with the people I know.
Thank you.
But besides that, what is the way to connect in with you, to contact you?
Yeah, so if you install the application, to install the application, if you go to the Apple App Store and just type in voice space have, so V-O-I-C-E space H-A-V-E, then you can find the application. And once you have the application, if you go into settings, there's a feedback button. And if you press that and type whatever you want to type, it'll automatically send me an email. So, and then I'll definitely respond to all the responses and emails that I get. So, yeah, so if you just send me an email, I can, that would be awesome. If you have any suggestions, anything that you would like to see improved in the next version, that would be the biggest help ever. And also, if you could spread the words, tell everyone you know, that would really help me out too. Yeah, I'm going to keep this free forever. I just hope it helps you all.
Oh, thank you so much. It's certainly going to help, and it's helping a lot of people already. Final question out of curiosity. After school, what do you want to study? What do you want to do?
So I want to major in computer science.
No surprise. Well,
yeah. Basically, yeah, that's it. Computer science, yeah. I love doing that.
Well, and you're very talented at that as well, Shalene.
Thank you.
So, Shalene, has been a privilege to have you on the show from LA, from California. First person that I interview from LA. And I need to interview more people from LA now after this. A high school student, how old are you?
I'm 15.
15?
Yeah.
Holy Moses. What you can do at 30. Oh, boy. Unbelievable. Again, Shalene, thank you so much for contributing to society, not asking for anything more than someone that is going to say thank you. And that is what works more in life. Do something for someone. So, I mean, I'm blown away by what you have done, really.
Thank you. And the pleasure is all mine. It's been great to talk to you.
My pleasure, Shalene. And for our listeners, remember to follow me on Twitter at Low Vision Bureau and email me to be on the show at lowvisionbureau@gmail.com. So this is Alvaro from LVB Show saying good night.